and welcome to The Swiss Connection. I'm Susan Masika. How well can art reflect your mood or interpret your feelings? For nearly 3 years, few people in one Alpine village understood what being thousands of miles from home meant to the Afghani asylum seekers in their midst. Until one day, when the men were shown paintings from a fine arts museum and asked how the pictures said something about their lives. Swiss Info journalist Dale Bechtel traveled to the village of Eschi to meet these asylum seekers, along with some locals involved in the project.
My name is Christine Thielmann.
Four strangers in a strange place. Golbedin Husseini, Farena Moili, Christine Thielmann, and Mohammed Ewaz Baba. Five, if I include myself. We're meeting on an evening in spring, accompanied by music, sounds that are also not from here. Golbedin and Mohammed are from Afghanistan. Farena and Christine are Swiss, but weren't born here. And I'm originally from Canada. The Afghanis and Swiss first met here in the Alpine village of Eschi 3 years ago. I'm making their acquaintances tonight. This should have been an easy story to tell. A story of how art, particularly paintings of mountain landscapes, can facilitate a dialogue between asylum seekers like Golbedin and Mohammed and local residents like Farena and Christine.
We looked for people who lived in the mountains, and I thought it would be very interesting to ask people who are not here voluntarily. People who've been sent here. That was one idea. The other is not new, but the idea that art can bring people together to talk. I thought that could work here.
Ruth Reinhardt is an art educator at the Fine Arts Museum in the nearby lakeside town of Thun. As part of its collection, the museum has custody of the world's oldest known surviving panoramic painting. Completed more than 200 years ago, the 360-degree depiction of a typical day in Thun, with the Alps in the background, is housed in a purpose-built round structure. Reinhardt's task was to involve people living in the surrounding mountains in projects to accompany this year's exhibition at the Thun Panorama. Called Uphill, the show sets out to trace how our attitudes towards the Alps have changed in the 200 years since the exceptional round painting was made. So, she brought Golbedin and Mohammed, Muslims, and a few other asylum seekers, together with volunteers from the local parish church. I'm talking to Ruth Reinhardt outside the church as the bells strike 6 o'clock. It's a clear spring evening as the sun sets, turning to a reddish hue the snow on the flakes of the Nissen, the pyramid-shaped mountain that stands behind the village. It's so spectacular, it could have been put on canvas and included in the exhibition.
I brought copies of about 100 works of art from the museum's collection, maybe more, and laid them out in the room. I asked each person to choose two and say something about each one, the first reminding them of the place they come from, and the other about their current situation.
That was a few months ago. The stories told about the selected pictures were quite moving, about leaving family behind and uncertain futures. But more incredible was the fact they could even tell these stories. A large language barrier had been overcome. Up to that point, Mohammed and Golbedin could never express themselves fully to the volunteers, Christine and Verena, even though they had known them for 3 years through the welcome center the women helped found. Once a week, the asylum seekers from Central Asia and the Horn of Africa would come down to the center where they could meet some of the locals and learn beginner's German, a level of German that wasn't good enough to tell a story behind a painting.
Ja, gleich merkt es wär schade, wenn das dort stehen bleibt und wenn das einfach.
I thought it would have been a real shame if they could only use a very basic German vocabulary.
Und ja, dass man einander auf eine andere Art versteht. Das ist gegenseitig gewesen. Also die
Schweizerinnen. It made such a difference when we brought in the interpreters. People were more open and really appreciated that they could finally be understood. One of the asylum seekers said, "No one had ever asked me such things before. I'm so grateful that I could express myself."
Das hat mich noch nie jemand gefragt. Ich bin so dankbar, dass ich das erzählen kann.
It was the first time in Switzerland that people worked with us. It was very nice working with these women. During the project, we were asked questions about the future. And I chose a picture of people standing on a mountain ridge. Because if someone is in the mountains, it's usually not a place to live. Right now, I feel like I'm on a mountain, and I'm just looking for the future. And I don't know if I can stay here in Switzerland or not. So that's my situation. I'm on the top of the mountain, and I don't know where to go, what to do.
It was quite moving to see how the young people spoke through the interpreters. I have children who are about the same age, and that's what I found so unsettling. They're here, but they don't know what the future holds. They have hopes and fears. They've had quite traumatic things happen to them, and they want to take control of their lives. When I think of my children and how many opportunities they have.
What surprised me for sure was that they could talk about it, how much they miss their mothers. And how they were deeply touched when they were talking about it. That they really would come in this group, feel as comfortable to share this intimate relationship. Their homesickness, to be close to some members of the family, or especially the mother. And this also really encouraged me to have this friendship with them.
The evening I meet Golbadine, Mohammed, Farina, and Christine could be the final occasion the four of them see each other. They've come to the center one last time to hang some of the works of art, and they've invited the public to see them, hear their stories, and be entertained by the local trio Kap Druhad with their East Meets West fusion sounds. The authorities have decided to close the accommodation for the asylum seekers and to move the occupants to other shelters. This village, the surrounding green hills and steep mountain slopes, had reminded Golbadine and Mohammed of home, and now they were leaving.
It's very similar. The weather is nice, and it's an evergreen country. I like the atmosphere and the water. There are lots of mountains and fields. People cultivate there. The fields are green, the mountains are black. When I came here, it felt as if I was at home, because in our province, in our village, we've got the same mountains and green places, so I felt at home. It's similar in Afghanistan.
So Surprisingly, Christine, a permanent resident here, doesn't feel at home. A middle-aged Swiss woman, she moved to Aschi about 2 decades ago. It's not uncommon in Switzerland for people to consider home only the place where they grew up, and to keep a distance from residents with different roots, even if they speak the same language and dialect. Working on this project with Gulbuddin and Mohammed reinforced Christine's sense that she, too, is an outsider.
First of all, it made me see that I'm also not really this much integrated as I maybe like to be. I always try to make friends, and I have friends here, of course. But
you've lived here for 19 years.
Yes, but I'm not born here. I'm not grown up here. I don't have family, relatives here. I just have my family. And I was just looking for people who are close to me in the spirit. And I found this. I realized how hard it can be when you come to a new place and how important it is to open up a spot, a place, a time to where you can meet people, you can make friends who are willing to make friends with you, how important this is wherever you are living.
In a way, then, you saw yourself on their level.
Yes.
You were kindred spirits.
Yes,
both,
yes. This happened.
Both foreigners,
this
both
happened
strangers.
Very
in a
much,
foreigner.
Even though I have not been forced to move here, I have not been forced to leave my home country. But that's how I feel, and I felt often very close to them.
Gulbuddin saw himself represented in a painting of a blue-winged, red-breasted bird perched on the end of a thin branch, ready to take wing.
A bird lives like I do, changing its place according to the season. I don't know if I can stay here or not. I had to leave Afghanistan. I'm not sure I can live here. Maybe I have to go somewhere else and start a new life, which is why I say my life is like a bird's.
The choice of music played by the trio sets the right tone for the evening, melodic and melancholic. As the intimate event draws to a close, Gulbuddin takes the microphone while a countryman sits at the drums. I can't understand what he's singing, but I interpret it like this. We're all strangers here, and strangely, at home.
That was Dale Bechtel reporting. Visit us at swissinfo.ch for more on that story and others about asylum and integration in Switzerland. Thanks for listening, and thank you to studio technician Donnie Wheeler. I'm Susan Masika.